Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Yes.
Rob is one of our two favorite Italians who comes on the show on a regular basis, him and Gino Toretta. Today is National Ravioli Day. Rob, where does ravioli rank in Italian dishes?
Oh, I love ravioli. It's near the top of the pastas for sure. It's very versatile, right? Because you can put whatever you want in ravioli, right? Some are meat stuffed, some are cheese. Sometimes in the autumn, you get the butternut squash ravioli, stuff like that. So very versatile pasta, really solid, works with any type of sauce. It's on the Mount Rushmore of Italian pastas, that's for sure.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of gnocchi as well. Those are right up there. It's like the little potato dumpling.
Yeah.
Those are very good.
We were trying to figure this out earlier. Is gnocchi stuffed pasta, or is it just potato and pasta mashed up and it creates a dumpling? Because we had a little difference.
They got cheese inside.
No, they don't have cheese inside.
They have potato inside.
No, there's no potato inside either. It's cooked with the potato. So it's not a stuffed pasta. It doesn't constitute a stuffed pasta.
Well, Solana takes one trip to Italy and he comes back with all this knowledge. Holy jeez, man. I don't even need to be here anymore. That was impressive, Solana. You got all this.
Is he right?
He's correct. It's not stuffed. It's entirely solid, but you know, when cooked properly, it feels almost fluffy, very soft, doughy, but like doesn't taste like dough. It's really, really good. Traditionally served with a meat sauce, like a bolognese on top of it,
right?
Which is an amazing dish. Probably the only thing I'd put atop of ravioli when done correctly.
Wow. Interesting. That was good handicapping there as well. He gave you some gems today.
Yeah.
The only thing
I
don't like, Rob, is when you order ravioli at a restaurant and there's like three raviolis on the plate. And they're, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even if they were smaller and it would equal nine, I'd rather have the nine smaller ones than be staring at two large raviolis.
Totally agree with you. That's one of the biggest scams out there. The old jumbo ravioli, jumbo ravioli on the menu. You get two of them in front of you. I mean, inflation. I get it nowadays.
Inflation. You know, Biden's right. All over this. We got to end this because they're killing us on the junk fees and the ravioli.
Yep. I'm with you, though. Even from a mental side of things, right? If you had the exact same surface area of ravioli, I'd rather have like nine smaller ones than a couple big ones.
Fool me. Just chop it up into eighths. Fool me.
Mm-hmm. But is it polite to ask then? You know, you're at an Italian restaurant. You want the ravioli. Will you ask the waiter?
It's a weird play.
Hey, how many ravioli is this? Because they're going to tell you, oh, it's a big portion. Don't worry. But specify how many ravioli am I getting?
See, like that's it. I'm a fan of asking questions, but not asking them directly, right? So for me, I might go to a restaurant and be like, I'm really hungry today. Will the ravioli fill me? Type of thing. And then usually they'll say, you know, that you might get the, it's a big portion, it's a small portion, but sometimes they'll just outright say, well, it comes with about like 6 to 8 ravioli, and then you can make your decision based on that. So I don't like to go in with the direct question. I like to weasel my way in, kind of the weasel in the back door with a different type of question. You know what I'm saying?
Someone's knocking on the door there, Crowder. Do you need to go?
This is Uber for sure.
A little bit.
He ordered some ravioli.
Oh, no, yeah, just, yeah, a couple minutes. I'll be off.
Go ahead. We don't need you for the rest of this anyway. Rob Pizzola. I'm on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy March Madness. Good luck with your bets.
Very professional show, right, Rob?
You know what? I've come to expect it. I
don't understand why I got that extension, huh?
Hey, you know, well, Rob Pizzola? From Canada.
Ask him how many ravioli are in the order there.
Well, you know what?
How many raviolis should be in an order? Yeah, she's not listening.
No, she's done. She's done with you now. Listen, we did an entire segment with Crowder locked out of his room at one point.
That is true.
It's never going to get worse than that.
That is true.
I mean, he just wasn't even here. He was in his show. Yeah.
Just an empty hotel room we watched for an entire segment. All right. See you, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
National Ravioli Day. Now, where does ravioli fall on something you would order at, say, an Italian restaurant?
Definitely not in the top three. It's weird to call it overrated. I do like lobster ravioli, but sometimes they skimp you on the lobster. But if you give me ravioli the correct way with the right amount of sauce, then not just like buried in sauce, it's fine, but it's not going to be a top three item for me.
You know what I don't like?
Appetizer. More appetizer.
You order ravioli somewhere. They bring you like 3 big ravioli.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And you're like, well, wait a second. In my mind, I was opening up a can of, you know, Chef Boyardee. The ravioli's never stopped coming out. It's almost like a clown car. Yeah. You can't believe how many raviolis are coming out.
I use it as an appetizer now.
Yeah, you're at a nice restaurant. They bring you 3 raviolis, and you're like, huh, this is like the equivalent of a half a stuffed shell. Like, what are we doing here?
What about a fried ravioli?
So, I like them.
I don't need them. I don't need them.
It's not kind of a mozzarella stick taken to the next level.
Yeah. But once again, you order that as an appetizer and it's like the third or fourth appetizer. Yeah, sure. I'll pick at the fried ravioli, but it does not make it move it up my rankings and have me slamming on the table like I'm emaciated and haven't had food in 2 weeks saying I need to have it.
What's the premier stuffed pasta? Is it tortellini, ravioli, stuffed shells?
I guess it would be stuffed shells. Like, that's how I would think when you think about pasta getting stuffed, it would be stuffed shells. That I think that's the most obvious one.
Is gnocchi stuffed?
No. Gnocchi?
Gnocchi is not.
Gnocchi? Yeah. But it got the cheese.
It's stuffed. It's stuffed with potato, isn't it?
It's just potato. It's not stuffed.
But there's not cheese inside of a little potato puff?
No. It could technically be stuffed, but I would not consider it a stuffed pasta.
The gnocchi is just potato with the actual like pasta that they're making together, and it comes out to like a little dough ball, but it's not stuffed with anything. The gnocchi.
Now, usually they will put a really good sauce on it, so maybe that's why you think it's stuffed.
Yeah.
Solana, say that again.
The gnocchi.
And gnocchi?
Gnocchi. Like.
You and Bobby Bacala are going to be hanging out this weekend.
Great reference. If Sid was hosting the show, these guys, it's lost. Well,
he's going to be the next Speaker of the House of the United States after hearing his slobberfest with Trump for 20 minutes the other day. So it's the greatest radio promotion I ever got. Sid talked about me a year ago when he had Trump on, and then a minute later, he's like, all right, now let me welcome in my dear, dear friend, the great Donald J. Trump.
You were the guy he was talking about before he brought him on?
Yeah, I got so many messages. Someone was just talking about you before Trump got on the air. I was like, what?
My dear, dear friend.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.